Some brand new opportunities for you to save a few pennies and maybe even a few dollars around the farm this year. It's time again for a conversation with our friends from Focus on Energy. Now, remember, that's supported by our utilities across the state of Wisconsin. It's designed to try to help you be more energy efficient at your farm or your agribusiness. And we've got a team of agribusiness specialists that are ready to come out there and do an energy evaluation on your place and make sure that if you're in any kind of a build project or anything like that, that you're capitalizing on savings incentives there. Jessica Milzna is along with us. She's one of our dairy specialists, and she has been a busy gal this spring. Before we talk about some of the new opportunities, Jessica, I want to go back to a conversation we had with a lot of farmers during the WPS Farm Show in Oshkosh. We had had a nasty surprise with some heavy snow. Focus on Energy stepped up with some very special double incentives for anybody that was forced to have to do a new construction project or to try to recover from those storms. Can you give us a little bit of an update on how that program's been received and what's going on now with it?
Yeah, Pam, we are able to offer anyone that is rebuilding due to we're calling it the farm disaster bonus, anyone that's rebuilding due to that heavy snowfall, if they did have a barn collapse or building collapse, they can get 25% in addition to their regular incentives that they would normally get. So if they have to replace any equipment in those buildings that receive damage, such as lighting, livestock waterers, fans, anything like that, they can get the incentives from us and then another 25% on top of that.
It really was a popular conversation when you and I were at the WPS Farm Show. Any idea how many farms or what kind of interest we had after the show? Has it been pretty popular?
Yeah, I know we had several farms on the list that had received damage that we either heard about or kind of actively sought out. I know we've had some activity on that. We've had applications come through to request in that bonus incentive for when they do complete that project. So We've definitely had interest in people that have taken advantage.
But if there's still people out there in the wings, the clock is now ticking if you're going to get in on the double bonus.
It is. We would like them to apply, just apply for the bonus. It's a simple one-page form before June 1st.
Okay, so like we said, try to take action if that suddenly pops to mind. Oh, well, maybe they could help us on this project. By all means, contact Jessica or any of the energy advisors around Wisconsin, Focus on Energy program, and they will make sure to get the paperwork started with you and really follow you right along through the process. And remember, the toll-free number to call is 888-947-7828. 888-947-7828 or focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Now, there's some new savings opportunities that I'm curious about this time around, Jessica. We're talking to the folks that may use propane on their farm or in their agribusiness. Tell me about this new propane partnership that Focus on Energy has entered into.
Yeah, we're really excited to be able to offer this. The Public Service Commission Office of Energy Innovation, or OEI for short, has received a grant through the U.S. Department of Energy, the federal program, in order to be able to provide these incentives for propane, which we don't normally do because we're only funded through electric and natural gas. So they have the opportunity to get incentives right now for equipment that might be fueled by propane.
And that's a kind of a big deal because I'm just thinking about the delay that we had this spring with planting. There may be a lot of propane consumption on any of our farms that might have grain operations because they're going to have to dry that grain down probably, and propane can be a major energy driver there. So tell me how we are getting evaluated to qualify for these incentives through the public service and Focus on Energy, Jessica.
So all they have to do is work with their normal Focus on Energy advisor that they would normally work with. It'll be a application very similar to what they fill out for any electrical natural gas incentives. The only kind of pre-qualification they have to meet is they do have to have a qualifying electric provider.
Okay. That makes sense. That's part of the Focus on Energy agreement. So talk to me a little bit. I went automatically to grain dryers, but there's a lot of different farming practices, different agribusiness styles that may be using propane if they're looking to upgrade or get more efficient. Just run through the list that you're kind of putting high on the priorities here.
Yeah, most definitely. Grain dryers, as you mentioned, of course, are one opportunity for that. And then if you're looking on dairies, you're going to see, you know, water heaters, those heat recovery units or free heaters, as they're commonly known as. Also, greenhouses, so boilers and unit heaters, either in the greenhouses or in other applications. And then some other greenhouse opportunities would be the thermal curtains and then climate controls.
Right. Now, do I have to be installing something newer? How do you go through this evaluation, Jessica, compared to previously when you're looking at, say, a remodel or new build?
So the requirements are going to be pretty much the same. The equipment that they're installing does have to be new equipment that they're purchasing.
That's easy enough. But one caveat, if this is something that kind of tickles your fancy, you better take action because this program may not be around a long time.
Yes. Unlike our normal incentives, this funding, being it's a grant, is limited. So we are encouraging people and recommending that they get pre-approved for the incentive, which it doesn't mean that they have to have everything set in stone, but talk to somebody, talk to your energy advisor, or call into our number and just make sure that and find out how to get pre-approval for installing that technology and getting that incentive.
How are we doing getting this message out to our trade allies? I know that's a big responsibility that you and the Focus on Energy advisors take on. It's not just about the farmers. You need to make sure that you're talking with people that are working on your project or your regular service and maintenance providers and get them on board with this too, huh?
Yeah, definitely. We have some actual, myself included, just trade ally focused staff. So myself and Kevin Weiler, the dairy energy specialist, and then we also have a trade ally liaison that works more with, you know, those grain dryer suppliers and greenhouse suppliers as well. So we're trying to get the word out to them so they know what's available, and when that comes up with a customer, they can let them know about the incentives that are available, and they can help them through that application process.
And like we said, folks, this is Jessica Milsna, one of the Focus on Energy advisors around the state of Wisconsin. There are multiple opportunities for you to save money, and the energy advisors know how to combine them. For example, Jessica, we want to reevaluate our propane system. You also have those agriculture multiple equipment bonuses that are out there that, again, just keep saving you more money.
Yeah, definitely. So the propane incentives are eligible for that multiple equipment bonus that we offer as well. So they can receive an additional up to $400 to $600 depending on how many technologies they're installing. So if they do put, you know, a propane water heater in, and then maybe they want to replace some lighting, qualifying lighting as well, they can get a bonus on another bonus on their application.
So if you're looking at an upgrade on any of that, now is the time to make sure that you're talking with your energy advisor. Do you guys get pretty busy now that the weather's improving around the state?
Yeah, we actually have been pretty busy. I know there's still some new construction projects that have either just kicked off or even finishing up yet from last fall. And then just, you know, some little things here and there. Also, another thing is the dairy refrigeration tune-ups. They can get some money back for those as well for their dairy equipment dealer coming out and servicing their compressors on those dairy farms.
Yeah, that's just smart. Just smart maintenance. Very good. Jessica Milsna along with us, one of the Focus on Energy advisors in the state of Wisconsin, ready to make some savings for you. And like we said, there's a lot of different ways that they can approach it. The latest innovation in addition are these new propane incentives, courtesy of that grant through the U.S. Department of Energy. So keep in mind, if you're using propane at all in your farm or agribusiness, or you are going through some kind of a remodel or an upgrade on, say, your lighting or your refrigeration, your fans, whatever, you need to make sure the Focus on Energy advisors are there before you begin. Talk to your trade allies, or more importantly, contact Focus on Energy directly. FocusOnEnergy.com/agribusiness, or their toll-free number, 888-947-7828. Jessica Milsna, just one of the smiling faces out there ready to help with Focus on Energy.